Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
It was announced this week that the prayer for the Jews during the Good Friday liturgy of the Extraordinary Rite, also known as the 1962 Missal of Pope Blessed John XXIII, is being changed to remove the word blindness when referring to Christ. Some Jewish groups had complained about the original wording. The president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the Commission of the Holy See for Religious Relations with the Jews, Cardinal Walter Kasper, spoke to us about the issue.
We have a very complicated and difficult history between Jews and Christians, and therefore the Holy Father wanted to take in account the sensibilities which exist, and he has cancelled one formulation in the prayer of the extraordinary liturgy for Holy Friday, where it was said about the blindness of the Jews. This was cancelled, but on the other hand, the Holy Father could not cancel what is essential for our Christian faith, that Jesus is the Christ. It means he's a Messiah, he's a Son of God, and he's a Redeemer of all people, also of the Jews. That's our Christian faith. And this is not an obstacle for further dialogue with the Jews. We want this dialogue, we need this dialogue, because we have so much in common, but there is one fundamental difference also between Jews and Christians, the difference in Christology, in the faith in Jesus Christ. Dialogue means to recognize that identity of the other. We Christians have to respect the identity of Jews, and they also have to respect our Christian identity. And only on this basis a dialogue is possible. It's also a question of religious freedom. Jews cannot prevent us to give testimony of our faith, as we cannot prevent them to give testimony of their own faith. On the instead of the language of contempt, which was prevailed in the past, as Julie Sacker told us, today we have to respect each other in our respective difference. And with this difference we have to live, but this does not impede us to collaborate for justice and peace in the world and to give common witness of the many things we have in common.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.